Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good afternoon, Wayne.
Well, good afternoon, Dave.
You would think, just based on the numbers that I read, not a lot happened, but there was quite a fury in the moments following the report, and we made new lows for both corn and soybean harvest months.
We sure did, Dave. I mean, you know, we're a dime off our low in the corn here right now. We went down to 358. The low had been like 360 before the report this morning. So we did set a new low after the report and then slowly started working our way back up afterwards. And the bean number, you know, we took out that 1055, went clear down to 1043. And now we're back at the 1060 mark, just down 13. So basically along the way, I think that some of the numbers seem big to the computers, or the activated by the funds like that, and they took them on down. And as they got to scan over the numbers, they weren't quite as negative as they seemed.
So it would be fair to say the bear did not get fed in this report.
The bear got a taste, but they took his steak away before he got to finish it.
Let's look at some particulars. How did USDA twist the numbers around to come up with ending stocks pretty much neutral?
Well, I mean, you know, the beans, they lowered the imports 5 million. They increased the exports 20 million. But they changed the residual from a minus 69 to a minus 94. So that come around and got to where they were on the on that going along the way. On the corn, as we looked at like that, they added 45 million to ethanol, 20 million to exports, and 50 million to feed and residuals. So that's how we got things sort of twisted around by them changing those numbers. There wasn't much change at the end, but they moved things around.
So what will the trade think about these numbers into the balance of this week only?
Well, I think that, first off, that they probably figure that we looked at Informa. Informa generally comes out with numbers that they say that they are forecasting what the government will say rather than their statistical, what they think the average crop is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Very close. 168 on the corn instead of 167.4. You know, basically right in the ballpark on both of these numbers. So we a lot of times see the government number instead of putting everything that could be out there, because there is so much weather left, they take slow steps and put it in there. So I think we're going to figure that if the weather stays good, the next report will be bigger, is what they're going to say. But also in the meantime, it sort of puts us in a trading range here to where the lows went to today, to where the highs have been as of late, and basically we're in that 358 to 375 type trading range on the corn. And as we look over at the beans here, you know, we have to throw that 1043 in, but I think actually the 1055 is the number we're going to be looking for on a closing basis. But that, and then probably back into that 1075 to 1085 type range is what we're going to trade until we see the weather change.
Did the USDA give us enough for speculators to keep their positions pretty much intact the way they are now?
Well, I mean, as we looked at it, there wasn't any big surprises here. We saw a little bit of we were looking for them to increase this, but we were, 2.5 bushels below the average guess on the production. The corn, the beans fit right in there. So, you know, like I say, I would say that the people can stick pretty much with where they were going into this report.
So now we have to begin to think about some things like spreads, and with August soybeans going off the board in the next day or two, what will September do with about a $2 carry in there?
You know, I'm not sure it'll do an awful lot right away, Dave. I think it will probably win, but I think we're going to see a little bit of narrowing. The beans just have got the most to come down if we look at the world numbers on the beans and what we're looking at. But we do have a thought to think whether August will come down before it's all over to meet there, or SEP's going to come up to where it was. And I think we're going to have a hard time going up $2 to the beans on the September beans.
I think we need to talk a little bit about the livestock, given that we're locked limit down in so many months right now.
Well, I think that, there's been a couple things happen. We have lost our market, not just today, but some of the, and we didn't ship a lot of hogs in that to Soviet Union, but we know that that's sort of an embargo as we go along. We're seeing some better numbers come in. We're getting through the PED isn't affected as quite as much, and With the feed costs down here, the way they started out the day and what's going on, I think that we've seen a little bit of resistance as we go along, too. So it's just that we've got up to some lofty levels, and I think there's been some profit taking there.
Let's turn to a little bit about marketing, and I know there's probably not a lot of people that have old crop corn, but there's some out there. Do they hold their old crop corn now off of these numbers with the anticipation that you might have some basis to help along the way?
Well, I think that we're going to see the basis is going to help for quick shipment stuff, especially, Dave. I think that there's places that do want beans, especially early, and some early shipment corn for some of our early sales we have on the books. And I know that we're coming down to the point where there's not a lot of beans in the pipeline. Even if they say there was all those extra from last year, we're not seeing those show up. We know there's been spot instances of corn being needed at ethanol plants in the last couple weeks when trains got delayed coming out of the North Dakota, Iowa area and stuff like that. So I think there's going to be a pretty good basis early in the harvest. I think as harvest drags on, I think this big crop is going to probably force that basis to get pretty wide.
If producers purchased 14 bean puts off of this report, what would your recommendation be for hold or sell?
I think that right here that we're talking about the November puts then, right, Dave?
Yes.
I think that beans have the largest or the potential of the largest move down because of what's happening. And if they want to, they can just stay with those for right now.
What else did catch your eye off of these numbers that we haven't had an opportunity to talk about?
Well, let's see. You know, the corn price, the government lowered it a dime on both ends from 355 to 425, and that was 65 to 35. And also that they lowered the bean average farm price to 935 to 1135. So, I mean, basically it's telling us that we're going to have a big crop. We probably won't get quite as much for it as we thought we would have a month ago.
Thank you very much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana.